Give up? I knew you'd never guess. It was Jake. He was curled up in a ball of hair and bird dog bones, but he wasn't asleep. His eyes were open, and he was looking at me. Maybe he knew what was coming. Maybe he saw my entire mouth turn into a wall of fangs, and maybe he heard the growl of righteous rumbling in my throat. He said, and this is an exact quote, he said, "Don't strike me. I'm old and decrepit." Oh, yeah? Well, you're fixing to be worse than that. I ought to tear you limb from tree.
I want to be alone and quiet with no one to bother me.
Hey, I've heard that before, bud. Only this time, it won't cut bait. Jake, you're under arrest.
I've done nothing. I'm an innocent dog.
I towered over him. You're under arrest, and I think you know why. He studied me with narrowed eyes.
All right. I did it. I'm glad I did it. I'll always be glad I did it. Nothing you can do will change me.
Jake, I just don't understand creeps like you. How could you stoop so low?
I have nothing more to say.
Slim picked you up on the road and gave you a place to stay. He trusted you. I trusted you. We opened our home to you, and then you used our kindness against us.
Yes, and I would do it again.
You ought to be ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
I stuck my nose right in his bird dog face. How could you not be ashamed? What kind of lowlife creep are you?
The treasure was mine. I merely took it back.
I stared at him. What are you talking about? You mean the saddles?
The treasure, you fool. The buried treasure on the coast of Madagascar.
He glanced around as though someone might be listening.
We found the treasure on the beach, just where I left it. The pirates came, then we were attacked by monkeys.
Throwing coconuts?
Who told you? I demand to know.
I walked a few steps away to clear my head. Jake, let me ask you one small, simple question. Were you involved in a plot to steal saddles from our ranch? Were you working with a little guy with a stringy mustache?
Saddles? Huh. What would a bird dog do with a saddle?
I don't know. Answer the question.